One other mode of therapy for atrial flutter that is efficacious but very infrequently used is rapid atrial pacing to interrupt atrial flutter and restore normal rhythm. This technique is generally reserved for acute treatment of atrial flutter. However, with the new technologies available in pacemakers, there are patients who have atrial flutter in the presence of a pacemaker that may have been placed for sinus node dysfunction. In such patients, depending on the pacemaker, it may be possible to initiate anti-tachycardia pacing. One generally has to pace at a rate 120 to 125% greater than the rate of the atrial flutter to interrupt it. There are even pacemakers that have been implanted in patients simply to treat atrial flutter, an anti-tachycardia pacemaker for the treatment of atrial flutter. That doesn't occur very often. This may change with the evolution of the implantable atrial defibrillator. It is clear that patients with atrial fibrillation sometimes get atrial flutter, and if atrial flutter can be paced to sinus rhythm, one can save a shock from the atrial defibrillator, and that's probably preferable because a shock is discomforting to a patient, whereas pacing is not often appreciated at all by the patient. So I think that the techniques for rapid atrial pacing to interrupt atrial flutter will continue to have a role in selected patients, principally through devices already in place for treatment of atrial fibrillation or sinus node dysfunction. It is not likely that atrial pacing devices will be placed principally to treat atrial flutter. The treatments clearly are radiofrequency ablation to cure in that instance.